On this Student Spotlight, how you talk to your children is crucial, especially when they're very young. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kleanthis Mihail, doctoral candidate in clinical psychology at the University of Michigan, discusses the effects.
Parenting is one of the strongest environmental experiences that shape children's development and mental health, partly by changing how the brain develops. But what we were really interested in was understanding how parenting at different ages may differentially influence brain development and mental health in children. We found that harsh parenting during early childhood affected the organization of the entire brain in adolescence. In contrast, harsh parenting during late childhood more specifically affected the cortico-limbic circuit, a system in the brain that is involved in processing and regulating our emotions. However, we were also interested in examining positive parenting behaviors. We found that warm parenting during middle childhood affected how the amygdala, a small structure in the brain that processes emotions and threats, was communicating with the rest of the brain. This in turn predicted lower anxiety and depression 15 years later during the COVID-19 pandemic. Our study suggests that interventions for parents may have more profound and widespread effects on brain development and mental health when delivered earlier in life. However, we also identify multiple periods of opportunity during childhood when interventions can support healthy development, as well as adaptive coping, even when we experience stress in the future. We also want to highlight that parenting is impacted by many factors, like financial and structural barriers. So our study additionally emphasizes the importance of improving public policies to support parents and even allow them to engage in warm parenting practices.
That was Kleanthis Mihail of University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.